Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. It's so nice listening to everybody again and talking to people. Whoever needs to call in for a healing, please don't hesitate. We have a full hour, so we're going to start discussing about cellular work and atomic structure, different things of that nature that can pull things together for us on an energy level. About 6 months ago, I was working on a client, and I saw a white light on my wrist as I was working on the client, and I was invited into a cell in my wrist. And as I was looking at the wrist and going inside the cell, I was taken in. It took me about 5 minutes to get to the center of the cell, and in the center of the cell was a complete universe. The universe was absolutely beautiful. It was our universe. And I was looking at it and saying to myself, my God, what is he showing me? And the thing he was showing me is that we're all connected. Here's one cell that will be replaced in about 3 or 4 minutes, and the entire universe is in this one cell. And how many trillions of cells do we have in our body that contain that much light and love and harmony? And I started to realize how much harmonic spheres we have that surround us. And what I mean by harmonic spheres, I had a friend of mine the other day that we were talking about spheres, and I've seen them myself where when the energy is actually blocked, the spheres will come in and set off some lightning inside the sphere and clear our bodies and clear the auras on an extremely high level. So the atomic structure and cells are completely godsend. Everything in it is completely energy. When we're looking at energy on a different kind of level, the harmonics are very high. As we're talking and we did use different kinds of products on ourselves, like Young Living Oils, different things of that nature, how they actually change the cellular structure is really amazing. You can take the rose oil, I believe it's Bavarian rose oil, that you can actually take a drop and just sniff it and put it on your wrist, and the cells actually become delighted. They actually change structure. The cells in water do the same things. If we take our hands around a glass of water and we can actually change the cells in the water to be extremely happy, to take on the harmonics of our own body and heaven. We have to remember that our bodies are holy temples, and therefore everything in our body is holy. Even the cells, the atomic structure, the DNA, the RNA, everything that makes us up is very, very holy. The things that I found out through doing energy work is that the cells actually do talk to us. The blood talks to us. The blood will actually change its structure. The blood actually thinks. Muscles, the muscles in the body are extremely intelligent. They take on different kinds of energies, and the energies they take on are from the different kinds of fluids that flow through our muscles, veins, arteries, and it's extremely important to realize that the cells themselves are constructed in a way that's from heaven. Everything in our body is heavenly struck. I think it's absolutely amazing that we could have so much fun and so much love happen. The chakras themselves, I see the chakras as pure diamonds. And diamonds, to me, take in all the radiant light. There's tremendous light in diamonds. It takes on all the colors. So if I'm working on somebody, I can actually see the chakras as diamonds. And the diamond luster is actually quite bright. And there is two directions. There's one direction that you can go in through the front of the body. And there's another direction that you can go out of the body through the back. And we were discussing that a few weeks ago, that I actually went out of my body through the back, for about 7 years and went into the universe and was given a lot to study as I was traveling through the universe. I was working here. My mind was open and everything was beautiful. There's so much to see in the universe, so much to see. The structure of the body has the same feel as the universe. Even though the universe sometimes can look dark, there's extreme amount of knowledge in darkness as much as there is in lightness. So if you see a lot of dark in your body, remember that some of that is intelligence, and some of it you might have to get rid of as toxins. But don't be misled by people saying that that's all, that darkness is complete toxicity. It's not. There's a tremendous amount of knowledge in the darkness and in the light. If there's anybody out there that needs a healing, please don't hesitate to call us this evening. The structure of the body is so beautiful and is absolutely perfect. The bones, the muscles, everything is created by God. Everything is love. Everything is light. And it's just wonderful the way that everything just is pulled together and works harmonically. We have to realize that the body is from God, that it's delivered to us, and we are the keepers of the body. So we try to keep it as healthy as we can and try to keep in knowledge that everything we think of has to be pretty clear, has to be pretty pure. I try to live my life in a kashrut way, which means in Hebrew it's basically a really good way to live, to think of things that are beautiful in life, think the things that are beautiful everywhere around the world, that we need to keep the light going as much as we possibly can, and to deliver that to people no matter where they are, no matter what they do, and just keep it going all the time. The structure of the body with the cells is absolutely amazing, and there's such order in cells. It's almost like, and I can see cells very clear in the body, so I can actually see them change when there is, let's say if you're happy, the cells will actually light up around the body, and there'll be a very strong aura around the body that'll turn actually white. So there's a lot that's going on with cells. If you're sad, the cells will have less light. If they feel the light, in other words, if we're meditating and bringing that light in, the structure of the cells actually changes. It's absolutely amazing to see. So there's a lot going on with the body in terms of light. Cerebral spinal fluid is really amazing in that all muscle form in our body has cerebral spinal fluid. I think they're going to be finding out more about that as time goes by. But what happens is that our memories, as I'm massaging people, sometimes they'll have a memory of anything. They could have a memory from a childhood or something that happened last week, and that's the reason that the cerebral spinal fluid is actually in the muscles, to keep us to remember. And of course that's flowing through the body and the cells are attracted to that. So there's a lot of thought and a lot of consciousness in the body. I think that it's wonderful that we've been given such a chance in life to be able to take our bodies and do the best that we can with them to help other people along the way. Light is coming in through us from all different directions. And it's up to us to keep it flowing in a very good direction. It's very important to understand that the body itself is so beautiful and so sublime and very divine. There's so much going on all the time that things are being replaced and redone all the time. The mind is a perfect tool that can release a lot of wonderfulness through the body. And that's really something that we need to look at, that the mind is very, very keen. And the more positiveness we have, the more positiveness goes through our body and will give the other people that we're working on a lot of light and love. So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of things that we can do to make things even more sublime with us. The higher the frequency, the better the healing. The higher the frequency, the clearer our minds are. So we have to think on a high level of energy and keep that as high as we possibly can. I know there's times when I can't think very high, but mostly it's basically really, really high. When I have people on the table and I'm starting to do energy work with them, I pick out oils, or I'll start with the body that needs the most work. Usually it's in the shoulder area and the neck area that a lot of people really have a lot of hang-ups on. So as I'm working with the shoulders and the neck, the energy is actually coming through the top of me, going through my hands into the body, and I can actually see every stroke that I make. If I'm turning the head to the left, I can actually see the energy going into the body, the cellular structure changing, the lungs opening up, and the heart being cleared on the left side. As I'm working with people and bringing in that kind of energy, I'm looking at the top of the table, above the table, below the table. I'm making sure that everything is moving with light. In other words, the body has a tremendous amount of light, and that light goes through anything. And so I want to make sure that that body that I'm working on is very clear and very concise and very grounded. So what I do is that with the light, I'm constructing a different kind of evaluation in my mind, and allowing that to just dissipate, because what I'm doing is actually giving a scene of the body and finding out exactly where all the blockages are. And the energy comes through, goes right to the blockage, and will clear out automatically. As you're working with people, and I've done about 15,000 massages over the last 15 years, and what happens is that that body that I'm working on, the cells will restructure themselves. As soon as I put my hands on, the energy goes right through me and is extremely clear, and the whole body will restructure itself and actually ground automatically. So there's a lot to do and a lot to let go at the same time, and the word is to let go. In other words, if I'm working on somebody and I'm having that energy flow through me, I actually let go of everything. Even though I'm seeing what I'm seeing, I let go and let God, and that energy goes right through and clears absolutely everything out. So there's a lot that can be done. There's a lot that we need to do. And the people that can't do it, we can do it for them. And so there's so much to learn from doing that, that it's wonderful to have the idea that God is always around. Our guides are always around. The angels are always around. I had a client the other day who had 12 of her guides were around, and it's really beautiful to see. They were sitting in chairs and watching me work, so there's a lot that can be done, and a lot that can be opened, a lot can be brought to volition. So it's really important to understand that to be healed or to be loved is really great. I mean, it's so wonderful to have that kind of energy that we can actually give another person that kind of love and that kind of nurturance. It's really important to be able to do that. On a cellular level also, I believe that consciousness is in the cells, in the blood. I know the blood thinks. I've talked to the blood as I'm working. I can pick up depression. I can pick up different things of that nature in the body. The brain can be changed. The blood can be changed in the body. In other words, everything can be cleared and filtered as you're working. The body opens up. Liver opens up, kidneys open up, and what happens is that what I'm talking about opening up is that everything can be taken on a higher consciousness state, a higher consciousness level, and actually things will be cleared out. Usually what happens by the time I'm done, I'll tell my clients, you're not going to be detoxifying the way that people tell you you'll be detoxifying. In other words, you'll be able to feel pain or whatever the case may be, what you're doing is actually being cleared automatically from heaven. So in other words, you can get to a state of higher consciousness just by letting things go and letting God do whatever he needs to do. I think part of the problem is that we have too much control and we want to change things, and you can't do that. When you're doing that kind of energy work, you just want to let go and let God do it all. So an important lesson would be in discipline through meditation is to stop the brain chatter. Brain chatter is when you're thinking of 50,000 things at one time, and you need really to let it go. It's the only way that things clear. The way that things clear for me is that if I can get rid of the brain chatter in me, then I can get rid of the brain chatter in other people, and it seems
Hello?
To work that way. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I was just listening to you on the radio, and very interested in getting a healing.
Yes. What can I help you with?
Well, I've been going to a doctor now for my throat.
For your what?
For my throat.
Okay.
I guess I developed several allergies over the years.
Okay.
Probably due to age and whatever.
Okay.
And then also my legs seem to have, I think I have less circulation going because my legs bother me a lot.
Okay. Can you feel your heart opening up now? You should be able to feel that energy going through your body already.
I do feel like I'm getting warmer, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Your throat's starting to clear right now, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. You can feel the energy going through the top of your head now?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. Very, very good. Can you feel the energy going down your legs, both legs? You should be able to feel that all the way down in your coccyx area. Can you feel that?
I feel something, yes. Yes, I think.
Can you feel the energy going down both legs?
I think I do feel it going down.
Can you speak up a little, dear?
Yes, I do feel it going down.
Good, good. Okay, I'm actually looking out from the bottom of your feet. I'm already connected to you. I'm looking out from the bottom of your feet out. So, in other words, things are opening up. Can you feel the energy at your toes?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. Were you limping?
No, but sometimes when I get real tired, I kind
of... Okay. Do you want to take a walk around and see if that feels a lot better?
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
It feels good.
Good. Okay, have a seat again. We're going to do some more work.
Okay.
The back of your head is clearing now. Your neck has been bothering you a little bit.
Yeah, it does sometimes.
Okay. Should be able to feel the energy opening up in the back of your head. Can you feel that now?
I do.
Good, dear. All right, I'm about 4 feet above your head. I'm going to go into your spine.
Okay.
Good. I'm starting to clear your spine from up and top of your head all the way down. I'm down to your shoulder level already. I'm down to your lungs. Can you feel the expansion through your body already?
Yes, yes,
good,
actually
dear.
I do.
Good. Okay, I'm down to your waist.
Okay.
You feel your tummy opening up now? Can you feel the other side opening up? You should really be relaxing right now. Can you feel the energy through your tummy?
Yes, I do.
Good, dear. Okay. I'm being stopped at your second chakra, so what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and let everything go. Just keep your mind open. Let everything go. That's it. Good. Okay. Very good. Your first chakra just opened up. Can you feel the energy down there now?
Yes,
good.
I can.
Okay. Feel the energy running down the inside of your legs all the way down to your feet?
Yes, I do.
Good, dear. feel a lot more balanced?
Yes.
Good. How's your throat feel?
Relaxed.
Good. Okay, I'm going to... No, it's already done. Okay. How does it feel now to you? Do you feel very grounded?
Actually, I do. Yes, I do.
Good. Your mind's very clear?
Yes, I think so.
Good. Good. Feels a lot better?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
All right, what I need you to do is take a look at your left hand for a moment, please.
Okay.
Can you see energy at all?
Can I see energy?
Yes. Do you see it in light form?
No, I don't.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm sitting here in Rochester, New York. Where are you at there?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. I'm going to take my hand and touch your aura in your center of your palm. You should be able to feel that. As I'm moving my hand closer, can you feel that?
I feel a little tingle.
Yes. I'm going to move a little closer. Can you feel it more?
It's getting a little stronger.
Yes. How about right now?
Yeah, I feel
good, honey.
It.
I'm pulling my hand back. Good. If you would do me a favor, take your left hand and put it on your heart, please.
Okay, it's on my heart.
I'm just feeding you energy through the palm so you can put it right on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. How does that energy feel going through your body?
It feels very warm.
Good, honey. Good. You're pretty clear. Your aura is about, your first level of your aura is about 30 feet out. What I'm going to do is take my hand again. You'll be able to feel my hand touching your aura right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. Oh, you're wide open.
Oh, thank you.
You're quite welcome. How do you feel? How does your leg feel? How does your throat feel?
Well, now everything feels relaxed.
Good, honey. Good. Well, thank you so much for calling.
And thank you for healing.
You're quite welcome. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anyhow, with energy, that's the way things work, and you can actually do that. I'm doing it over a phone, and I don't know how far Chicago is, but it doesn't make any difference if you're calling from Chicago or from Mars. It's still the same thing. Energy is energy. So getting back to the levels of energy that we have, there's different levels of energy that create different kinds of frequencies. And the frequencies we need to deal with are the frequencies we have right now. So whatever level you're at, just sit down and meditate and just say to yourself, I want to open the frequencies as much as I possibly can with no boundaries, and just keep that frequency wide open for yourself. And your chakras, they will spin correctly. As soon as you start talking... Hello?
Hello there. How are you, Steve?
Hi.
And my name is Brian.
Yes.
And I'd like to have a healing.
Sure.
I'd like to have my psychic centers, the pineal gland, open up.
Could you do me a favor? Could you speak up just a smidge?
Yes. Is that better?
Yeah, a little better, yeah.
Okay. Now, I was wondering if I could have a healing through my chakra centers.
Okay.
To open up the pineal gland. To my psychic centers. I was wondering if you could do that for me.
Oh, I think we might be able to help you a little bit.
Okay.
You should be able to feel your heart chakra opening now. Can you feel that? Your throat chakra is opening up. Your third eye is opening up. Okay. Thoracic area is a little slow, but that's opening up. How's your first chakra feel? Can you feel that opening up down there?
Yes.
Be able to feel that second chakra. She'll be able to feel that third chakra. That's okay.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm doing, I'm going through your third eye. I'm going into the brain. There we go. You should be able to feel light, a lot of light in the center of your brain now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Okay. What I'm going to do, again, I'm going to go about 4 feet above your body. I'm looking down from the top of your head. Your spine is fairly open. You've done a lot of work on yourself, haven't you?
What do you mean?
Energy-wise.
A little bit. What does it look like from your point of view?
Pretty clear to me. Looks fairly clear. Have you worked with anybody?
Not really. Okay.
This is all that you've done? This is the work that you've done?
I've had a couple call-ins for some a little bit energy, and just started meditating here just a couple months ago.
But whatever you're doing a beautiful job.
Thank you. Can you see the color of my aura?
Yes, you have orange, you have blue, you have green, yellow, tinge of red, purple.
Just a rainbow, huh?
Absolutely beautiful. You've got a gorgeous color.
Thank you.
You have a governor about 4 feet above your head, and that's okay. That's supposed to be there.
What is that?
Well, what that does is if we got direct light from heaven, you'd be burned out in about 3 seconds. So
what
the governor does is slow down the energy so you can live, basically.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is I'm about 4 feet in front of you. You should be able to feel a lot of energy going in through all your chakras right now, and they're right spinning right now. Can you feel all that?
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to rock back and forth a little bit.
I bet you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That feels good.
Yeah. Good.
That's amazing.
Thank you. What I'm doing is that everything is opening up for you very nicely right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. Just stand still. You're doing good. You're still rocking them back and forth, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very still, and it's just, I can feel the rocking. It's amazing.
Good, good. Let's just give you a little bit more light. No, okay, I want that to stop. Okay, that just stopped. Can you feel that stopping?
Yeah, it's slowing down. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to blow you away. I just want to help you.
Because I'm really wanting to open up the third eye and the gifts, any spiritual gifts to come in, especially clarity to hear more, you know, from the heaven.
Well, your third eye, actually, your whole face becomes your third eye.
Ah.
Eventually. So what you'll be looking at, instead of looking at your third eye, you'll be looking through your eyes. You'll be looking through your nose. You'll be looking through your mouth. It's an amazing way of opening up, and it's... You'll be doing that in a few years, and that'll be really good for you.
Thank you.
But just start slowly. You know, it takes a long time to build this up, and every time you change your frequency, it's going to take a little time to get used to that frequency because everything changes.
Yeah, to absorb the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're doing great, man.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. I love it. Thank you.
You're going to become a little bit more psychic in the next few days.
Well, thank you. I'll be very open. I'm always open and aware of these things.
Well, that's wonderful. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, my friend. And hey, you have a wonderful night, Steve.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, that was a great call. Anyhow, we need to keep the frequencies open, and we need to allow ourselves to be healed from the inside outside. So... the more energy we can get a hold of on the inside, if you're seeking God, you need to seek Him from the inside out. He's inside of us. We are the living Ark of the Covenant, and the spark of God is within us, and we need to find that spark It's around the Dantian area. It's actually in the Dantian area. And I think it's a wonderful thing that people that are doing Reiki and people that are really in touch with themselves are really doing a beautiful job, and it's such a wonderful thing to do. And I really commend people that work very hard on really doing wonderful jobs. So I think Reiki is really great. I know I've had some Master Reiki workers come my way, and they've been really sweet people and really beautiful people, and I'm so proud to have met them and work with them, and, you know, so it's really great stuff. But, again, the cellular levels, the atomic structure, the DNA, that can all be worked on separately, or it can be worked on individually, or it can be worked on simultaneously all together. It's just, in other words, if you let go, the more you let go, the more simultaneously it becomes. So it's really important to understand that we have the ability to do anything that we want to do. So don't hesitate and think that you don't have the abilities. We all have abilities. We all have gifts. We have to be in touch with those gifts to be able to help yourselves and help each other. I know that I've told some clients that are more advanced that they can actually walk by somebody in the street and change their lives forever because their auras are so clear and their vibration is so high that what happens is when you walk into somebody's life and you touch that aura, whatever they need comes from you. The knowledge of God will fill them instantaneously. So it happens. It really, really happens. So we need to keep ourselves open as much as we possibly can and to fulfill our dreams with light and love. And that's what we need to do. So anyhow, that's all about that. If there's anybody else out there who needs healings, please don't hesitate to call in. I'm more than happy to help you and give you as much love as we possibly can right over the phone here. The chakras are so beautiful. It's just love and light that are in the chakras. I've taken people from a standpoint into their heart chakra and taken them into the center of the heart. And the energy in the center of the heart is so beautiful. It rocks the body. It's so wonderful to see that kind of light that we can get in touch with. And what it does is that when you touch that kind of light in the heart, the other chakras feel it, and it's just amazing what they can do. You don't need to take the light from the chakra, from the heart, and put it in the other chakras. The other chakras will automatically open up and respond very well and very easily to the heart chakra. That's why when I'm working on somebody, usually the heart chakra is the first chakra to open up. There are people that open up first in their tummy area. There's some people that open up in the thoracic section, but usually it's the heart section. And we can do a tremendous amount of good for everybody if we just open up our minds and keep our minds clear and concise and strong. It's wonderful to know that there are other people out there that are really doing such magnificent work. I'm just in kindergarten with all this, and so I feel honored that people are calling and my clients come in and that I can help them. Believe me, I'm no better than anybody else that's listening to the program, and it's just amazing that we can help each other out no matter at what level of energy we are. And I listen to everybody, you know. We have to understand that we have tremendous energies, and we have to learn from everybody because there are times when somebody might say something and will change our lives forever. I remember a few years ago, I had my parents over for Passover dinner, and I had my teacher here, I had his wife, I had a lot of people here, and I had a knock on the door. And this little boy was selling candy, and I said, I'm terribly sorry, but I can't buy it tonight because we're in a Passover Seder right now. And as soon as I shut the door, I went back from my seat, came back to the door, said, oh, my God, this kid was an angel. I should have bought candy from him. I opened up the door. This was about 3 seconds later, and this kid was gone. And I knew that he was an angel. So there's a lot that we can learn from ourselves. And that lasted with me such a long time because it's amazing. We don't know who's an angel. We don't know who it is. It could be our next-door neighbor. It could be our best friend. It could be our lover or wives, whatever the case may be at that particular moment. So we really need to stay abreast of what's going on around us. It's very important to realize that frequencies are made for us to be challenged with and to learn with and to love and grow with. So it's very, very important that when you talk to your guides and your guides tell you something, please listen. If God is talking to you through the voice of silence, it's the most powerful voice on the planet. Books are wonderful, but that voice is absolutely everything. If we can make touch with that voice, you won't have to do anything else for the rest of your life but just listen to that voice. If you can discipline yourself to do that, you can do anything on this planet that you want to do. The way to the... Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Dominic here from London.
Yeah.
I'm just tuning in because I've got acid reflux.
Yes?
And I suppose I want it healed.
Not a problem. What is your problem, sir? Can you speak up a little bit?
Acid reflux.
Can you hear me?
Sorry?
Yes. Can you tell me what you want to be healed from?
Acid reflux.
Oh, acid reflux.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My ears aren't working that well this
evening. Okay.
Okay, let's get busy here. Now you shut down a little bit. Okay. Good. Feel yourself lightening up a little bit?
Yeah.
Good. What we need to do is clear your aura. We need to clear everything on the inside of your body. Your body has been shut down for quite some time. Good. You've got some black energy pouring out of you, my friend. Can you feel your head opening up very quickly now?
I can feel myself relaxing and just... Oh gosh, that's happening. Yes, yes.
Yeah, good. Stay with me. Okay, the energy's flowing very quickly from your feet all the way to the top of your head. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. All right, would you do me a favor, please?
Yeah.
I need you to breathe in the breath of God. So what I need you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe that right into your tummy, please.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe it in. Good. You feel everything opening up around you now?
I believe so, yes.
Good. You should be able to feel the aura expanding around you now.
Yes, I can sense the kind of the colors getting stronger.
Yes. Can you see colors?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing gold, I'm seeing blue, I'm seeing green.
Yeah, I saw the gold and the blue, definitely.
Yes, yes. Okay, you have a big angel behind you about 30 feet high.
Oh, gosh, I just got a buzz from it, yeah.
Yes, I bet you did. Oh, my gosh, is this a beautiful angel. Yes. You should be able to feel the hands of this angel on your shoulders. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to leave everything go, please. That's it. Oh, God, does that feel wonderful. I feel your whole body relaxing.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 6 small angels right now around your body.
Uh-huh. I think I'm sensing it.
Just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Let that clear you. Just let everything profoundly clear you. Keep it very simple, very light. That's it. You should feel a lot of stuff opening up in your tummy area now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pulling a lot of stuff out of you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to say an ancient Hebrew prayer, Baruch Ki Avodo Adonai Mimkomo, which is blessed be the Lord from his abode. You should be able to feel that energy around the top of your head and clearing you right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. What we're going to be doing is clearing your aura from everything and anything that's touching you that's not clear. Oh, God, thank you. How does that feel?
Oh, fine, yeah. There's a lot of stress just coming out.
You should be able to feel yourself being more grounded.
I believe.
How do you feel now?
Oh, laughing and feeling splendid and fine. Is that
good?
And just tearful too.
I know. I could feel your tears. So it's okay. Hang with me for about 2 or 3 more minutes. We have a lot of work to do yet. Your brain is being cleared right now.
Oh, sorry. Almost bursting out in laughter. It's just the I know. It's so much joy. It's
yes,
coming through.
Yes, there's a lot of joy coming through for you. Everything's being cleared on a lot of multi different dimensions of levels for you. So, just enjoy it. Doing really good, man. How does that feel to you now?
Oh, hi, yeah.
Your mind's still being cleared. Here we go, it's getting clearer. What part of England do you live in?
London.
You live in London?
Yeah.
Good for you. Never been. I'd love to go sometime.
Ah, it's lots of lovely places in London. So I always enjoy it.
I'm very big on Irish sweaters and Irish clothes, and I would love to come to Ireland or London just to go shopping.
Yeah, I've never been to Ireland, but that's probably one place I'll have to visit one of these years.
Your mind is clear right now. How does that feel to you?
Yes, very beautiful.
Good. You should be able to feel a funnel going through the center of your head that's really opening you up, and it should feel a lot. Your peripheral vision should be a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Is the daylight there now?
I'm sensing there's something happening there.
Yeah.
And a shift in my experience of vision.
Yes. Would you do me a favor? Is it daylight over there now?
Oh, it's pitch black dark.
It's pitch black dark, okay. Do you have any flowers in the house?
No, but outside the back garden, in the back garden, have flowers.
Well, tomorrow when you get up, you go outside and you take a look at the flowers, everything will be a lot brighter for you. Your mind is a lot clearer.
Okay.
And your tummy's a lot clearer.
Okay.
May I make a suggestion, my friend? What is
your... Yeah.
Can I ask you what your name is?
Dominic.
Dominic. Do me a favor, Dominic. Would you please keep everything clear and simple in your life?
Yeah.
Try to keep it simple. I think you're really good, Dominic.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, goodbye.
God bless you. Well, that was a great phone call. It's always nice to be able to help people and have them move forward. If there's anybody else out there, it's 6:46, so I've got about maybe 10 minutes before we close down. So if there's any more people out there that need healing, please don't hesitate to call. Remember that when you're dealing with yourself, please be gentle. Big word, gentle. We need to be gentle with ourselves. Moses, Jesus, everybody taught us to be gentle. It's really important that we take these facts and that we turn them into realities, because sometimes we're a little tough on ourselves. We want to learn more. We want to do more. Everything comes in time. Everything comes in space, and everything comes in divine order. So this, hello.
Hi, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking to you. What is your name, please?
My name is Jim.
Hi, Jim. I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
What can I help you with, Jim?
Very quickly, I know we're running out of time. Wondering if you could, physically I feel okay, but I feel my energy is stuck and holding me back, and just feel like my life isn't going as well as it should. I feel there's blockages keeping me back. I'm just wondering if there's any way you could maybe release some of this stuck energy.
Your heart's opening up now. Your chakras are closed down. So what we're going to do for the next 2-3 minutes is opening up your chakras. And what we're going to be doing with that is opening up also a lot of the blockages. So as I'm talking to you, you're going to start feeling a lot clearer in about, 40 seconds. So as I'm speaking to you, I'm actually watching the energy clear. It's a lot getting clearer. Good. Chakras are starting to open up. Okay, may I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Keep your mind clear. You're working way too hard. Keep it simple. You need to let go more. Feel the energy flowing through you now?
Yes.
Good. Keep your mind simple. Keep your mind clear. Keep yourself as concise as you possibly can. Do you meditate, Jim?
A little bit.
Start doing a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. I would meditate twice a day. If you can, 20 minutes at a time. You should be able to feel multidimensional levels of energy opening up through your body now. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel to you?
It feels lighter.
Yes. You should be a lot more focused. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Jim, can you feel that?
Yes.
You feel a lot more grounded?
Yes.
Good. You feel your mind clearer?
A little bit.
Okay. What I want you to do is let everything go. Just let everything go. We're going to clear your mind a little bit more. Let go. Just let go your mind. That's it. Just open up more. Good. Can you feel that expanding now?
Yes.
Good. Okay. okay, we have some heavy-duty stuff here in your thoracic area. What we're going to be doing is lightening that up for you. There it goes. Here goes the light. Be able to feel yourself coming down now a little bit. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Two big words, be gentle. That's it. Very good. Let the darkness clear. You're looking at it and you're stopping it from happening. Just let the darkness clear. Don't try to control it. That's it. You should be able to feel your consciousness raising right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
By letting go, you're allowing the consciousness levels of yourself to open up more. Good. That's great. How does that feel to you?
Very relaxing and much more relaxed, and things are more clear for me.
Good. I'm not done yet, so we're just clearing. I'm just saying some prayers I did for the other person for you. Your mind should stop. Actually, your mind's been hurting you, hasn't it? In other words, it's been painful.
It's been what?
Painful. In other words, you've been trying too hard?
I suppose, yeah, that could be.
Well, what I was picking up was your mind was very heavy. That might be a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on in there.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. By giving up control, you gain control. There's a whole different kind of control in spirituality. So you need to give up the control that you have and allow the control, the spiritual control, to enter. Okay?
Okay.
Work on that through meditation.
Okay.
That'll help you tremendously. Just keep letting go. You on medication?
No.
Okay, good. Very good. Well, you're still clearing here. I just want to be sure that you're done. You should be a lot more grounded now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Your mind's a lot more concise?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking clearer?
Yes.
You don't have any... Your mind should be thinking in a one-dimensional level instead of 15,000 different things. Can you feel that?
Yeah, right now it's better.
Good. As you're thinking one dimension, actually, you'll open up to you'll open up to about 5 different dimensions before the night's out tonight.
Okay.
Just keep your mind clear, and that'll happen for you. Don't work hard at it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Any angels or anything around me?
Not yet. I'm going deeper inside of you, so.
I was driving back from Tampa from Thanksgiving the other day, and I think something saved me from a really bad car accident.
There you go. Well, then you know you have angels around you.
Yeah, I always did, but this definitely reminded me.
Yeah.
I'm open to that.
Well, God always said, I come very quickly, so it happens so instantaneously we don't even see it. So.
Yeah.
Let go of the darkness. Let go of everything. That's it. very good. How does that feel to you now?
I'm almost asleep.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, my friend, God bless you. I need to run.
Namaste. Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome. Please give me a call if you need some help again.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. God bless. I've got about 3 minutes. Is anybody else out there? If anybody needs a healing, please don't hesitate to call us. I'm more than happy to help you for the next 3 minutes. Anyhow, getting back to the chakras, the more we clear, the more chakras will open up for us, and they really spin beautifully. Chakras are a lot of fun to play with, and they're a lot of fun to go inside of and just bathe in them. So if you do meditate at all, go into your heart chakra. You're not going to get lost. You're not going to get hurt. You won't get anything other than a lot of love from your heart. So what you do is take your consciousness, go straight through your body, bring it down slowly, go into the heart, and the heart will start getting brighter and brighter and brighter and really bright. And as soon as you get to the center of it, just stay there and enjoy it. It's so much fun. And just be gentle with yourselves, everybody. Just love yourself for who you are at this moment, at this time. You can be no more perfect than what you are at this moment. It's so nice to be clear. It's so nice to be able to help you guys. And it helps me, too, at the same time. So it's been a pleasure working with you tonight. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I have approximately one more minute to spend with you. And in that 1 minute, we can talk about how to be gentle with ourselves, how to sit down in meditation, and just do whatever we can to make our lives simpler. Get rid of the hard stuff. Get rid of anything that's bothering you. Just let it go. We don't need it. Keep things a lot simpler. Make your jobs a lot better. Think about how lucky you are to have a job at this particular time now. So, anyhow, please have a wonderful evening. Again, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I want to thank a couple people, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell for being a dear friend. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and I know, Bob, you're out there listening, so everybody have a good night. God bless, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.